You need to stop reality shifting, or at least you need to stop trying to shift your reality and quantum jump and all this stuff in the way that most people are doing it. If you watch this video, I'll tell you why. Please watch to the very end, because the biggest warning and kind of like the danger thing is going to be right at the end. And I won't keep you long, this will just be a few minutes. If you don't have a few minutes to watch this, then it's not going to be good. You know, you're going to probably run into some trouble. So the chances are you've heard of this thing called reality shifting. You've been trying to shift and like move your reality from one thing to another. And that's great. You know, that's, in my opinion, that's what everybody should be doing, is to try and like think about what timeline or, you know, what reality they want to be having, and then focus on that and then shift that to change to that timeline. But what's happening is a lot of people are getting very preoccupied with the concept of, oh, I need to change things from this timeline to the other timeline, and then just enjoy that timeline as if it's some kind of video game. Don't do that. Okay, so don't try and shift in that way. And if that's what you're doing, then you need to stop doing it. Because the true reality shifting, in my opinion, is where you basically become the different type of person. You become a different type of person who would move from this timeline to another timeline. What a lot of you are trying to do is to say, I don't like this reality, so I'm going to just shift to another one. Without changing the person I am, I'll just wake up and just kind of be in this other timeline. I get that, and I get why that's appealing, but that's not quite how it works. And don't worry, you know, before you leave some crazy hate comment or something, I haven't lost my mind, I'm still with you. I will explain how it works. The way it works is that in the quantum realm, in, well, more specifically, in the holographic reality world that we're in, there's an infinite multiplicity of stuff going on. Infinite number of timelines, infinite number of possibilities. This has been called different things by different religions and different spirituality belief systems throughout time. Some might have called it Source, Infinity, God, the Void, the Multiverse, the Alternative Space, if you've read Reality Transurfing, a whole bunch of different descriptions. Basically, what it means is the array of potential, like all the possibilities that could happen, all the different timelines, all the different possibilities. What they don't tell you, well, they do, but what you're not listening to, really, is that in order to actually shift from one to the other, you need to actually become a different person. And that has to happen first before you can just jump and like shift to the other timeline. So you need to stop trying to think of it as this instant thing. It's more of a process, actually. But it can happen instantly when you know how it works, because you can change who you are in 1 second. And so what happens is a lot of you try and kind of shift without changing the person you are. You can change in a second. And that's why it can get a bit confusing, because yes, you can change, you can shift in 1 second. You can change the person you are, the belief systems you have, instantly. This happens usually with near-death experiences, with profound danger experiences, trauma. This can happen very quickly, but for most of you it doesn't happen quickly. It happens as more of a process. And so what you're really doing is you're becoming a different person who gives off a different vibrational signature. And then by doing that, by giving off that different vibrational signature, the potentials, like all the different timelines, it doesn't have a choice but to move you to that timeline, because that's the best energetic match for you. Think of it like if you're a radio, if you tune the dial to the frequency of, let's say, 20, it's going to be very hard for the radio to keep playing the frequency of 10, because you're not tuned to that frequency. If you change the channel on your TV to channel 6, and you were watching channel 3, it's almost impossible that the TV will then show you channel 3, because you've changed what you're tuned to. And the only difficult part is that to change that channel, like to change your frequency, usually isn't instant. It usually takes a bit of time. Now, it can happen quickly, and like I said, it can technically happen instantly, but most of you are not having these life-changing near-death experiences every day, or, you know, an experience of extreme, profound realization or trauma. You can have those experiences with things like psychedelics, with profound danger or trauma, like I said, or in rare cases, you can just induce them yourself through dreams or meditation, but most of you are going to have it as more of a process. And that's fine. You know, it doesn't have to be instant. It's still going to happen. It still will happen for you. In my opinion, you need to stop with this kind of like instant shifting idea and just transition to focusing on, okay, how can I become the person who would naturally be on that timeline? I know that's not as sexy. It's not as exciting, but that's what's actually going to work. And if you're still watching now, and if you've been watching these shifting videos and you've been trying to do it the old way, the chances are it hasn't happened yet. And, you know, this is a pretty good time to start thinking about, okay, it's not worked yet. What can I do about it? And this is the best way. So, yeah, probably not what you were expecting. And I understand if you want to just, you know, leave a dislike, leave a comment or something, I don't know. But yeah, this is just my honest, humble opinion based on all the research I've done. I've spent probably thousands of hours looking into this stuff. And in order to really change the timeline you're on, it is possible. And very, I don't want to say easy, simple. It's simple, but not easy. because it's more of a process. But there are things you can do to speed up that process, which I'm going to try and put some links in the description. But if not, just watch my other video about all the stuff that I talk about on this channel.